tell me about it this year. Is it pretty much the same as it has been the last few years,
yep.
Kelsey?
Pretty much the same. We're going from Papkeys and then from Scow Bay and then South Harbor, finishing with a picnic at Sandy Beach.
Okay. People can register now. Online registration is underway.
Yes, or they can go to the business office at the hospital and register there.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward. Pay $20, or you can actually go out and raise money, I think.
Yep. $20, or you can get sponsors.
Phil, what is the money going to this year?
So this is my first paddle battle, and my understanding is the money is going to be going to provide educational support for either existing staff to add service or to provide opportunities for local hire in some capacity within the hospital. It's certainly a direction we would want to head within the organization is encouraging local hire and staff development.
Creating opportunities for people locally here to be trained in order to be able to come in and work there.
Yep, yep.
So that's pretty broad. I think you already do a lot of that at the hospital, at the medical center too.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm getting my feet wet and learning all the different opportunities that are available at the hospital. There's a wonderful CNA program that's here, you know, but within a rural organization, you certainly want to add on that, either add additional service lines. I'll give you an example. We were hoping to add on with our speech-language pathologist the ability to do swallow studies, which is something that requires a certain certification or educational opportunities along with equipment. So those are the kinds of things we'd want to add on within the organization. Other ideas are like work-study programs, intern opportunities for students who want to get a health career, and maybe they're back from school. Those are some things I've had experience in. So that's probably in some capacity that's what we want to expand on. I certainly would love to add on more opportunities in the future to do exactly the same thing for fundraising.
Okay. And you said it's your first paddle battle. You're going to
yes.
do it this year?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about doing it. I might as well really get in the mix of it. So.
Okay. All right. But you're used to biking across the frozen tundra, though, right?
Yeah, I've done before I biked, I did a lot of kayaking as well. I did a fundraiser for a friend of mine who had leukemia, and I kayaked from Nome to Barrow back in 2005 and 2006.
Oh, wow.
So we'll
okay.
see.
A little bit warmer down here then.
A little bit warmer, maybe a little calmer. I don't know.
It seems... No polar bears to worry about.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
What else do we need to know about the event on Saturday?
Well, there's a safety meeting Friday, the 20th at 5 in the Dorothy Engel Conference Room. Just Josh from the Coast Guard will be there to answer questions and kind of tell you how to be safe out on the water.
For people who haven't done it, it's a good time for new paddlers, too, to do this part of the Narrows, which can be kind of daunting sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the tide is in your favor and everything.
It is.
And,
I'm learning about that, the tide. Yeah, that's different.
That's a huge part of
that's
it.
That's a big part.
If you don't have the tide in your favor, it can be very bad.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And have people started signing up already?
I have a few people.
Okay.
We definitely need more.
We want more. Yeah. We want the whole community involved. I think it would be just a great time to get out there and enjoy the experience and do it for a good cause.